Okay. Just released. I don't think there's anyone who has a podcast that's not going to touch this topic and trying to figure out how you're going to touch a topic, and you have to be careful how you touch a topic, and you know, you don't want to, you know, you got to be a little cautious, a little talking about releasing feathers. You might as well just release some like really, really like Serta perfect sleeper feathers, like really delicate feathers. When you release a topic and talk about this really gently. That's right. That's right. President Trump, first president, mugshot was released. Everybody has been waiting for this very moment in time and really in history. And those with in the public eye and have podcasts and out there, and you know, we share our journeys and we share news and we share just life, and we're sharing this. And when I first saw the mugshot just a few minutes ago, I thought, you know what? There's a song that comes to mind in the 80s. Rock and roll is rock and roll. And I don't know what we were expecting. What were we expecting? I don't know if I was, I kind of myself, when I looked at the lineup, you had, you know, he used to be the respectful Mayor Giuliani, and I don't know what's, you know, I'm trying not to get into political stuff because, you know, really, let's face it, the news isn't honest. The news is like reality TV. It's scripted. That's the truth. You don't know what to believe, and all we know is that Daddy Trump really took care of us when he was president. Let's face it, we had extra money, and we were able to enjoy life, and now it's like, you're lucky if you're able to enjoy a glass of milk. I mean, let's face it. Remember how much carton of eggs was? I mean, I don't eat eggs, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, things are still, I mean, coffee. I got coffee creamer. I need a coffee creamer today. I had blue surgery. I had to be up at 6 a.m. and it was an early morning. And then I had blood work I had to do for my follow-up oncology and palliative care appointment. And I went to go get coffee creamer. Since when the hell is coffee creamer almost $5? $5 for a thing of coffee creamer? And then International Delight made it not a delight. And all of a sudden now it looks like, I don't know, it looks like the coffee creamer container, the plastic container, looks like it got hit against a bar or something. Now all of a sudden there's an indentation, and I'm not sure if I'm pouring coffee or if I'm picking up a dumbbell. I mean, I'm not sure. Sorry, we all need a laugh. But you know what's happening, right? That dumbbell effect. Look like it got hit with a bar or something, or somebody just went and got mad and went wham. I mean, and you're realizing now you're paying almost $5 to enjoy something that should be simple and not expensive to make your coffee happy. And I love my coffee happy, and I love my protein shakes happy. And I'm a coffee creamer connoisseur, and I've been that way. But now I'm realizing now my coffee creamer bottle is easy to drop. And where the hell is the 30% that you dented with my container now? But you are now raised the price to almost $5. If that's not crazy, I thought, this is crazy. What was really crazy is I really, truly did not believe they were going to do a mugshot. It was really up to the individual, you know, when it's not to get into the politics, names and things like that. Because we, those out there who have international podcasts, you got to be very careful on this topic. You got to think before you speak. You got to be really gentle, very careful with this. I mean, I mean, if you're carrying this topic, you got to carry it so gentle and baby it, because you don't want to say the wrong thing. You got to be really careful. Because they weren't careful with the coffee creamer. That's for sure. What the hell happened to that? What the hell happened? I'm going through the coffee creamers and looking behind there like an umpire, you know, stooping down like an umpire and going, where's the other bottles? Where's the rest of the bottle? What happened here? What happened? Don't try to look like this is convenient for us, because I don't know how many times I've already almost dropped the coffee creamer. And then the lid. Notice the lid's not even secure anymore either. I almost dropped all the coffee creamer over the floor. I might as well just put sand in it when I'm done and just sit there and watch TV and all this political stuff and get a workout at the same time. Is that what they're doing? They're telling us we need to count calories, so now they just removed half the bottle, but you charge us almost $5? And I'm like, an umpire looking in the back. How many people are doing this in the back of the refrigerator? How many people do this at the store? Sorry, this is funny. How many people do this in the store refrigerated area? Because you think maybe the tall people don't see what us short, little short stacks see. Because us short stacks, people that are short, when they're short, you know what I'm saying? You get down like an umpire. You don't want to get all the way down on the floor. Hell no. There ain't no dollars flying anywhere. You get, no, sorry. You get all the way down. Where the hell is my damn flavor? Maybe somebody's saving it. You ever done that before? Oh, dang. Left my wallet in the car. Oh, Jesus Christ. One left. Left my wallet in the car. I can't take this outside. So you hide whatever you're buying, especially if it's in the cooler, and you hide it behind something else. And then a short stacks get down, like an umpire, and you're like, oh, look at that. There is the peppermint mocha right there behind the butter swirly delight. Oh, there's only one left. Huh. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, to the person who went out in the car to get your wallet, and I got the only one left. I got that. And then you see somebody rushing back, and you're like, oh, hurry up. You hide it in the cart, and then you just start walking away like you didn't see anything. But you can hear them going, where the hell's that at that I put in there? Where the hell did it go? Are you serious? I took it? I hid it behind the Scrumbles Delight. What the hell? What the hell's wrong with people? Get the hell out of the way. No, I'm not leaving the freezer door open for you. Go open it yourself. Let it automatically. Oh, it didn't close? Well, that's what you get, store. That's what you get for, literally, I had the last one. And this, that's right, because short stack umpires. Let's start looking. Anybody do that? I know I'm just off topic, because we're going to talk about the mugshot that's just released. Or short stacks like myself. And you know, and they don't feel like, the stalkers don't feel like stalking, or they're just like, I'm leaving. I worked my 8 hours, I got paid for 8 hours, and I'm not doing more than 8 hours, and what's left over? Okay, Johnny, your shift's over, stalking. Okay, just shove it all on the way top. Take the ladder, I'm gonna shove it way up here. I'm having a bad day, I don't want nobody to get it. But a short stacks, that's right, short stacks, especially if you're lacking the weight stacks. We have no problem pretending like we're in Gymboree, because we're going to climb the shelves. And how many women have done this? You don't even look around. I don't even look around. You don't look around to see if there's anybody. You just want what's up there. I want my Ivory laundry detergent, aloe vera. I don't see any in stock. No, I don't want that huge container that makes a damn mess. Who in the right frame of mind thought of this giant, ginormous 270,000 container loads? And literally, and when you go to pour it, it goes all over the damn place. You can never find a right rhythm for this. I want to be in the marketing room. I used to do marketing surveys for Procter & Gamble. This is not a joke. They pay $75 for like an hour. And then they give you a bonus. You walk out for an hour and a half of your time, $150 a check right there. Boom, right there in the marketing office. You know, they hire these marketing companies just to sit there and go into this fake grocery store. You can see me walking, because this is where it was. The first time I ever went into it, I was like, holy, supermarket sweep. I literally thought I was on the show. I'm like, where's the cameras? I always wanted to be on that show, supermarket sweep. How many people watch that show? Okay, there's a lot of cameras, but there's nobody there, and it's so quiet like this. And then they're telling you, okay, go to the aisle where the placement of the product that we're talking about that's going to be new. I think it was Aleve back in the day. I'm almost positive. And then it was Mr. Clean. And they would ask you just a million questions. See, I can talk about this now because this was another state, and I'm not part of that marketing. Because I moved out of state, you have to live within the area and that, and they would contact you, and... Well, you talk about some fast money. A check right there when you leave? $150 for an hour of my time telling you what I think of your product? Whether it sucks or I really like it? Sorry, folks. I said the word sucks. S-U-K-S-S-S-S. I mean, because becoming to look at the mugshot, it's minor what I'm saying. Seriously. I'm sorry, feathers. But literally, you got this fake grocery store. It was crazy. I'd never seen anything like it. It's a whole, like a warehouse. And it was like a makeshift grocery store. Literally, I'm like, wow. It literally take the time, P&G, to like create a mock grocery store just for marketing purposes? You're doing all this extreme to get the consumer's opinion, but you still can't get the 2,050-gallon container right with this ridiculous little pump that you need baby Huey's finger to push. And then when you push it, you have to literally lift the feels like 500 pounds in the back of the laundry detergent container. And no matter how neat you are, it goes all over the damn place, doesn't it? It goes all over the place. And you just despise doing laundry. You may even enjoy doing laundry, but you know you bought that container because you're pinching pennies. You got it cheap at Sam's Club or Costco, or hell, you got it on Amazon, you know, Amazon Prime. You know, I'm an Amazon Prime gal now. I really am. Save a lot of money. Amazon Prime. Plug again. You don't have a choice, but now you ain't looking forward to doing laundry. You would rather go towards a $5 cheapo Purex at this point, or a store brand, or wherever the hell they got it. Just so you don't have to lift this ginormous thing. You're not in the mood. You need, and no matter how neat you are, you can get the whole roll of paper towels or anything, get yourself a towel, and you put the thing down, and you're like, okay, it's not going to leak. And the next day, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do, ladies? Because we know most guys don't do laundry. That's a joke. What do you do, ladies? Sorry, it's funny. That's right. You look and you're like, what the hell is all this laundry detergent all over the counter? Oh, worse, you got it near stacked laundry that you just did. Oh, hell no. Or even worse, you got it in your stacked socks and you're so tired in the morning, you're like, God, just give me the laundry, put it away. Oh, God, just give me a thing. Give me a pair of socks, and you're half out of it, and still got sleep in your eye, and you put a pair of socks on, and son of a gun, laundry detergent all over the socks, and you just put it on. You just put it on your clean feet. You're telling me P&G does a mock supermarket, and you can't even get the container right? That's ridiculous. I can't stand those containers. I really can't. I'm old school. I want to literally, that's right. I want that handle. I want it convenient. I want it, you know, like, I mean, I don't know, like Lady Godiva body style. You know what I mean? And I just want to, you know, the huge cap, and it's nice and neat, and the unused, it doesn't go in the laundry, you know, and the washing machine goes right back in the bottle, but not those 5,000 gallon containers. Oh, hell no. And then some of them got grooves. What's the groove in the plastic doing for me? What, so I can play bumper games, you know, when I drop it, and it's so this time it doesn't bounce completely across the room, and now I got laundry detergent all over the place? I mean, what's that? For design? Looks good? I don't know. I just went off the topic because really what I'm talking about is the release of the mugshot. The release of the mugshot. I'm building, that's right, I'm building it up because I know the first thing that came to my mind when I saw it. Well, I had two things that came to my mind when I saw it, maybe even three. But going back to it, what the hell's up with that? What is it? I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture of my coffee creamer. Now you think you're doing us a favor. You can't grip the thing. I'm sorry, I got tiny hand syndrome, okay? I can't grip it. It looks like a dumbbell. And I want my old container. I'm gonna do put it side by side. You ain't saving us nothing. No, it's cheap. The top of the cap is cheap. Good luck. Be careful. Be careful. You better make sure that thing is, I mean, you might even put some, I mean, painter's tape across it. How many times have I done that? Yes, you just go. Make sure it's secure. You trying to say we need a workout after we drink the coffee? When we put the creamer in? We need a creamer workout? I'm not sure. That's so funny, though. It is an umpire. Let's see. Look way back. Sometimes you got to back up. Let's see, Jesus, it's out. It's out. It's out. Sometimes you look down, you ever catch, I know, the dairy guy's stalking and you're looking down and he looking back at you. Sorry, this is funny. And a pair of eyes is looking back. It's like a bad horror movie. Ah! Sorry. Sorry, ma'am. Oh, God, you scared the hell out of me. And if it's a really good day, they're going to hand you the coffee creamer you're looking for. Did you hide this? Yeah. Damn, thank you. I was looking out for you. Thank you. That's right. 5-star. Thank you. Let me pay. I had a good experience with your store. Thank you to the dairy guy. At least he wasn't the deli guy. His name wasn't Sam from the 1970s. Getting back to it before we talk about really what I was going to talk about is that mugshot. Oh boy. Yeah. And for the short stacks, you know, we climb shelves. I'll climb that shelf. I don't care if I'm 98 years old. Nobody and no store is too good for me not to climb the shelf. What are you going to do? Have the shelf police come get me down the aisle? Ma'am, you're under arrest. Put your shoes back on, ma'am. Actually, don't even worry about your shoes. For climbing the shelf to grab your Ivory laundry detergent, you're under arrest, ma'am. You're under arrest. Oh, it's just climbing the shelf. Ma'am, this is not an open gym, okay? This is a grocery store. You can't go climbing shelves. Has anybody ever climbed a shelf and you broke the shelf? Sorry. I have seen somebody do it. And then they looked at me and were like, shh. And we started laughing. Actually, I waited for her to laugh. And then we laughed together. And then she's like, shh, don't tell anybody. Literally ran out of the aisle. All the laundry detergents. Luckily, it didn't hit the floor. But they slid down the other end. Anybody should climb the shelves and you break it? My gosh. And you always, you know, sometimes you want to take your shoes off. You got sandals. No, you know, got to take, you know. Pray you got socks on. Sometimes you just don't even care. You know, you got to climb the shelf because you're going to get. I know. You got to figure. Okay. You got to check the shelf first. Is this a safe shelf? Probably not the bottom one. Let me go to the second one. You know, make sure you get the good. And you got to grab something like behind. You're like, broom. No. Lint roller. No, it's not going to work. Oh. Those extension Swiffer things. You know what I mean? Oh. Okay. We can use this. All right. What are you looking? All right. You look for the longest box of something or something within, like, you know, dishwashing stuff, you know, like the scrubby things, whatever, and you find one because you're just going to, it's like a magic claw. You're going to climb the shelf. That's right. And you're going to look and you're going to literally just as fast as you can get. But the thing is, you don't even care. You're not even looking at anybody because you're mad because they put all the extra stock up there. Now you're thinking to yourself, why the hell could they not? There's nothing left and it's all up on shelf 9. Well, it should be on shelf 2. Now I got to climb shelf 3 and 4 to get to shelf 9 to get what I want that was supposed to be on shelf 2. It's so bad. I'm serious. P&G, the mock grocery store. I was impressed. I think I told when I left, I've never seen anything like it. That was so impressive. You know, of course, they have no comment. You know, this is a marketing company. I can't say anything. But, I mean, what marketing were they doing with the International Delight coffee creamers to approve this new design that's absolutely horrible? And then you jacked up the price another couple bucks. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Next, if the price keeps going up, we're going to literally be grinding and using the blenders and making our own coffee creamers, whatever the hell you can find outside, you know? Whatever you can find, you know? Whatever floral arrangement's coming, you know? Tis the season, you know, whatever is outside, because it's getting to that point. Everything's getting ridiculously expensive. It's the truth. I'm just going to get to it. I mean, I don't even need a drum roll because I'm sure everybody, there's a lot of people who stayed awake just to see, because it's going to be the conversation. Everybody's going to have stocking stuffer with Donald Trump's mugshot. You know, he's going to, you know, as they say too, good publicity, even bad publicity, is still good publicity. And if you're running for a presidential election, any kind of publicity is publicity. I mean, everybody has their opinions on the situation, but let's get whatever happened, and let's look at the other part. You know, everybody else decided not to do mugshots, but this party decided to. Is it going to work in his favor? I mean, he's going to do whatever he's going to do to run for the president in a presidential election. He's going to do what he needs to do. Mugshot or no mugshot. But I'm just going to say this before I literally tell you what my last and first, or actually my first thought came across, a song came to mind from the 80s when I saw that mugshot. And I was like, they need to literally sell this on their shirts if they come in concert again. Because it just matched perfectly with the song. But I don't know what we were all thinking. What was everybody thinking the mugshot was going to look like? Did anybody think, like I was thinking, that it was going to be like a CoverGirl commercial? I literally thought he was going to have the biggest, cheesiest grin. Okay, Mr. Trump, 3, 2. Cheese. I literally thought he was going to have a bigger smile than that woman You know how they have the lineup of everybody turn themselves in? And, I mean, it's only 9 people. He's, what, number 10? I don't know what it was today. There's, what, 19 or something like that? And they only have one day left. What are the ramifications? I don't know. I didn't get into the political stuff or all that. I was just curious because I really thought, you know, he knows this is going to go down in history, going to make it count. I was not expecting this. That's right, this, that picture. I was not expecting that. If that doesn't scream, not happy, I be careful what you say, okay? Because I'm having a bad day, and I'm really angry. I don't know what does. That may how I felt, you know, when I had to climb the shelves and how I felt when I jacked up the coffee creamer. I probably felt that way. I didn't show it, but I probably felt that way. I'm trying to still be my 50 optimistic and pessimistic. I'm still trying to do it. I probably felt that way. But I'm in this podcast right here because, you know, we all got to be careful on podcasts on this conversation topic. We all be really careful, okay? We want to stay on neutral ground. So I got to say, neutral ground. And, you know, Daddy Trump took care of us. So, I mean, I don't know how anybody's voting, and everybody's entitled to vote however they want, but I'm going to vote for whatever person is going to literally turn the United States around in this horrific economy and make it to where people can afford a daggone glass of milk, for crying out loud, and especially a daggone thing of coffee creamer. I mean, we've got to be able to enjoy the holiday coffee creamers coming up for all you coffee creamer connoisseurs like myself. Because if we got to pay $5 for coffee creamer, we're not going to be happy. We're going to look just like his mugshot. But when I saw it released, the first song that came to mind, it's it. And I'm going to end this podcast right here.